It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. You get a chance this week, if you like, to watch 10 Republican presidential candidates hold a debate. 8 Democrats attended their debate last night, and many highlighted their differences. Many, but not all. Hillary Clinton came into that debate with a lead in polls over Barack Obama. The others trailed behind, and you could read signs of their standing into the statements they made. Here's NPR's David Green.
A front-page story in New Hampshire's largest newspaper summed things up pretty well yesterday. Play it safe or swing for the fences? The choice was pretty clear for frontrunner Hillary Clinton, who's hoping the polls stay where they are. She spent a lot of the night suggesting that she and her colleagues on stage were not far apart.
The differences among us are minor. The differences between us and the Republicans are major.
For other candidates, the night was about playing up differences. The most determined was former Senator John Edwards, who's been running a disappointing third in most national polls. Edwards focused on the recent Senate debate over Iraq war funding. Even though Senator Clinton and Senator Barack Obama voted against funding the war, Edwards said they were just catching up to his leadership on the issue. The moderator, CNN's Wolf Blitzer, was egging Edwards on.
I want to finish this. Others did not. Others were quiet. They went quietly to the floor of the Senate, cast the right vote, but there is a difference between leadership and legislation.
You want to name names?
No, I think it's obvious who I'm talking about.
It is to me, but it might not be to some of the viewers.
Senator Clinton and Senator Obama did not say anything about how they were going to vote until they appeared on the floor of the Senate, voted. They were among the last people to vote.
Senator Obama was having none of that.
Well, look, I think it is important to lead. And I think, John, the fact is that I opposed this war from the start. So you were about 4.5 years late on leadership on this issue.
The issue of whether to fund the war in Iraq gave another candidate, Senator Joe Biden of Delaware, the chance to set himself apart. Biden has been an outspoken critic of White House policy in Iraq, but he decided to vote to fund the war, saying he didn't want to rob the military of needed resources. He tried to explain his position last night.
But look, I cannot, as long as there is a single troop in Iraq, that I know if I take action by funding them, I increase the prospect they'll live or not be injured. I cannot and will not vote no to fund them.
Later, the debate turned to an earlier vote on Iraq, the 2002 vote to authorize President Bush to invade. This has been a thorny issue for Senator Clinton. Liberal groups have put tremendous pressure on her to say she now regrets voting to authorize the war. Mrs. Clinton has stopped short of doing that. Last night, the moderator, Wolf Blitzer, asked Clinton about reports that she took that vote in 2002 without ever reading the government's full classified report on pre-war intelligence.
Let me just be precise, because the question was, do you regret not reading the National Intelligence Estimate?
I feel like I was totally briefed. I knew all of the arguments that were being made by everyone from all directions.
Senator Clinton then returned to her theme of blaming the president.
If George Bush had allowed the inspectors to finish the job they started, we would have known that Saddam Hussein did not have WMD, and we would not have gone and invaded Iraq.
If Iraq was the major theme of the night, another big theme, as it turned out, was Bill Clinton. The former president remains immensely popular in the party, as well as a potential asset to his wife. Last night, the Democrats on stage were put in the odd position of criticizing Mr. Clinton. They were asked whether his don't ask, don't tell policy for gays in the military was a mistake. Joe Biden made his view clear.
Our allies, the British, the French, all our major allies, gays openly serve. I don't know the last time an American soldier said to a backup from a Brit, hey, by the way, let me check, are you gay, are you straight? This is ridiculous.
If this evening didn't have enough Bill Clinton, another questioner asked this of former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel.
Senator Gravel, if you are elected president, how, if at all, would you use former President Bill Clinton in your administration?
How would I use him? Well, I'd send him as a roving ambassador around the world. He'd be good. He could take his wife with him. He'll still be in the Senate.
And maybe it was Hillary Clinton who had the last laugh in the debate. The evening produced few fireworks, which may have been just the way she wanted it. From one issue to the next, the candidates found themselves with precious little airtime, and they seemed unable to demonstrate disagreement. They even sounded very much the same on the immigration bill that's dividing the country and occupying the Senate again this afternoon. Immigration is expected to be a major topic when 10 Republican candidates gather tomorrow night on the same New Hampshire stage. David Green, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.